Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yeah, and they wrote that song just for this guy, Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures. He joins us now. Captain Ryan, how'd you do with the weather down there at the lodge? It was kind of north of you guys. You guys didn't really get a lot of even rain, did you?
It got really windy, but it wasn't that bad for rain. At home, we had about 6-7 inches. I mean, it rained at home. My golf course looked like water polo.
Well, the ducks must have loved it.
Oh, boy, when they get them puddles, they go all over them. I got 500 ducks in my yard every day. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
The woman that started something, she can't hardly keep up with.
So how did all that wind affect the waters that you guys are fishing? Did it dirty it up? Is it clearing up now? And what do you expect to find?
The boys fished the next day in that hard north wind, and they caught them good. Yesterday, they all limited out. So they all pulling out the driveway right now. I got to drive in this morning. I'm waiting for some New Orleans folks to come in. I'm going to take out. I got a couple of youngins.
Yeah.
So we're going to go stretch some lines on some redfish.
Now, you know, I can't, as a journalist reporter, reveal my sources, but a very good source tells me that you may be dealing with some shrimp, some dead shrimp.
Yeah, I got to put some dead shrimp on. I got a 6-year-old and 11-year-old today.
Oh, yeah, you got to make some concessions for that, sure.
Yeah, Cody probably texted you that, or Ross, one of them.
I'm not saying who it was.
Oh, it's a big deal when I use a shrimp, I tell you.
Yeah, but, I know.
You get a 6-year-old, 11-year-old, you got to do what you got to do to make them catch fish.
Yeah, it's difficult for them to work lures effectively. So that'll be good. That'll be a good trip to have them kids.
I go from one extreme to the other. Tomorrow I fish with feathers, so I make up for it.
Oh, okay. Now, explain what fishing with feathers mean, because some people think you're going to be wearing a chicken costume, but that's not.
No, I got to fly fish the next 2 days, so I'll go west and where the water is a little clearer and go sight fish, redfish with a fly rod. That's always fun stuff.
Yes, it is. You guys got any snapper trips on the book since it's opening up Monday and you're pretty close to the action down there?
No, we really don't advertise that or do that. You know, if customers want to do it, when they hear, they say, "We want to go catch a snapper." Well, yeah, let's go. So,
yeah, well, I noticed one female captain that's pretty good at catching snapper.
Yeah, well, I got two female captains that's pretty good at it. So if they want to do that, it's all up to the customer, whatever the customer wants, the triple tail will be here, getting thick shortly, and later in the summer we'll get the cobias and the mangroves, and we can do it all,
How's the catfishing been?
Specs and red. Catfish? There's a lot of catfish in the pond, this time of year.
You haven't been sight fishing anymore. I tell you, I'll never forget that sight fishing we did with that young boy, the hunt of a lifetime, fishing trip of a lifetime. That catfish working along the bank there.
Oh, he was just like a redfish. He was a big boy too, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. How'd he taste?
You could do that a lot when the river's down and the water gets clear. You could see him. A lot of places in Venice, a lot of the ponds, you can see those big cats. Sometimes they shoot them with bows. But if you got a little piece of cut bait to throw in front of them, they'll usually jump on it. I got a lot of ponds down there that I usually fish that have them.
Mm-hmm. Boy, they tell me that
end of what they got here, huh?
Yeah, one of the sidelines of fishing with you too is it's an eco tour, and they tell me the gators down there, they got some monsters down there. Like.
Oh gosh, they got some dog eaters, that's for sure, buddy. Mm. It's something that we have to watch for during duck season, but they're fun. Everybody wants to see it. But you know what the best part about the eco tours here? There's 184 species of birds. I mean, if you're a bird watcher, you get on the boat, you're gonna see so many birds, from eagles to roseates and every kind of heron and rail and shorebird, ducks. I mean, it's incredible.
You know, my friend Janice, you know, she turned me on to an app called Merlin. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got it.
Oh, you got to have that down there. I bet you get some hits on that thing. You know, what that is for people not familiar with it, it's an app, and it actually, you turn it on and it records the sound of birds, and then it identifies immediately what species it is. And I tell you what, I find it to be dead on.
Oh, it is. You know, I'll sit there when I'm eating my breakfast by the lake at home, and I just turn it on, and, you know, sometimes I get 20 species on it, you know, just right sitting there on my back porch. So it's cool. You know, I just, it's something to do. And then if you take a picture of a bird and put it on it, or identify the bird for you, you know, it's a nice app. I like it.
Yes, it is. And, you know, the thing that's frustrating, though, is you hear this weird sound, and it tells you it's a yellow-eyed vireo, you know, but you can't see it. So I want to see it. You know, they ought to show you a picture of it.
They get in that oak tree, and you can't see it. And a lot of teapots and stuff, we call them. You know,
titmouse and all that kind of stuff, Carolina wrens, and, you know, the one that made a real good sound, I picked it up when I was turkey hunting, was the brown-headed cowbird. Have you ever heard?
Oh, Lord. They eat my feet out of house and home, buddy. I have 50 of them, and they go, quick, 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 quick.
Yeah, it's a weird sound, but tell you what, that adds so much to a slow trip. You know, if you're hunting and you're sitting still, I guess, on a deer stand, or when you're in the turkey woods or wherever.
Oh, yeah, turn that thing on.
Just like you do, just go sit out in the woods someplace and turn it on, and, you know, adds a lot to bird watching.
When he got that first limpkin, I said, and knows what a limpkin is. It should be in my area, though.
I wonder how much work went into doing that, you know, recording all of those.
Oh, my God.
Identifying them. Because a lot of them make a variety of sounds, and I've had it pick up some of these red cockaded woodpeckers, and they make a whole range of sounds.
Oh, yeah.
But it picks them up every time.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, so many people are so passionate about birds and bird watching. I mean, they take the time to want to do that kind of stuff. It's interesting. I like to look at them. I'm not into it like I'm not marking down how many species I see and all, there's a lot of them.
Yeah, well, that birding is very big, not just here in Louisiana, because, you know, we're on the coast and we're one of the first landing and launching spots for a number of migrating species. But across the country, bird watching is one of the major outdoor activities. And for people that are just Merlin, Merlin, it's like the wizard, Merlin.
Yeah, the neotropicals will be coming in here shortly, too. Mm-hmm. So you'll be able to see some indigo bunnings and grosbeaks and all that. You know, we have 184 species here. I mean, that's the most of any quadrant in Louisiana. So you get to see a lot of birds down here, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, you do bird tours, too, don't you?
Yeah, I like to do those. The pressure is really awful.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
that's true.
About it's, catching it's, a fish.
That's nothing. Right. You don't even have to do release because you're not even catching them. You just observe them.
An eco tour is just as good. You know, I mean, just, you know, teaching people about how the land works and how it goes away or builds or, you know, I like doing all that stuff.
I prefer my eco tour with a fishing pole or a shotgun at the same time.
I like mine with a shotgun, too.
All right.
Don't like that part.
504-5911, 559-5111, right? I got your phone number memorized.
559.
559-5111. Yeah. There's not many phone numbers I memorize anymore because, you know, it's all in your cell phone now. It's all there. But I
remember
yours.
That's right. Yeah. You never know when you might need me, buddy.
That's true, and that's a lot of the times. All right, have a good time down there at the Cajun Fishing Adventures, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, buddy, you have a great day.
All righty. Captain Ryan Lambert, our plastic man.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.